Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
There is no doubt that what is going on in Russia and Ukraine at the moment is downright disgusting. Personally, I cannot understand why Putin thinks he's entitled to annex part of Ukraine. It makes no sense. Look, clearly he's a very entitled man and his actions, of course, are not reasonable. But what he's doing has led me to think, what is the most entitled thing that someone has ever done? So, I jumped on Reddit and I asked the internet the following question. What is the snobbiest, most entitled thing you have ever witnessed from another person? These were the best responses. My ex-friend was with me at lunch. The waiter came up to the table and she looked him up and down. She shook her head and said, "No, no, go get someone else. I'm not putting up with you for the next hour." We weren't friends for long after that. Wait, she wouldn't tolerate the waiter based on his appearance? What did this guy look like? Just a young guy, white, sort of dorky, but nothing was wrong with him. It was really embarrassing for her. I sort of hope they spat in her food. A couple of years ago, I had a study group going for a college course. We were usually together for a good 3 or 4 hours, so it was pretty common for someone to volunteer to go and get food for everyone. And since they were the person getting us food, we would all kick in a little extra so that the person getting the food didn't have to pay for theirs. Colloquially, if you fly, I'll buy. So, one day, one of the girls in the group announces that she's going to Dunkin' Donuts about an hour into the study session. I look up and say, "Ooh, I'll buy if you fly," and she looks at me like I've grown an extra appendage and scoffs in this really disgusted tone, "I don't bring food to other people. Servants do that." Keep in mind, we'd all been doing this for each other for weeks now. She knew it was a thing. I was completely floored. All right, let me get this straight. This guy is offering to buy your food for you if you go and get him some. And you say, "No, I'm not a servant." You idiots. I saw some like 12-year-old rich kid with his dad at a guitar center buying like $6,000 worth of recording equipment. An item he was purchasing was on the lowest shelf, yet he snapped his fingers and pointed at it, telling an employee to fetch this for him. Oh God. Back in the day when I first began to do fieldwork, I met someone who just got his PhD and truly felt like he was the shit. While we were out there, an old friend who he hasn't seen in years came up to him and greeted him using his first name. He actually stopped the person in the middle of their sentence and said, "Excuse me, my name is Doctor." And he was absolutely serious. This was about 10 years ago, and I now have a PhD, but I wouldn't imagine doing that to anyone. Really, the only people that refer to me as doctor are my students, if they don't use professor, or if I'm at a conference or something, and that's absolutely fine by me. A plane I was on almost got entirely deplaned because a woman at the front took her dog out of its crate and refused to put it back in. Not to mention, we were already 45 minutes delayed because the crew was late. Oh, that sounds like hell on earth. This girl on super sweet 16th birthday who gets a Lexus and then trashes her mum for ruining her life. All right, so for those of you listening on audio, I'm about to play a video and wow, prepare yourselves.
Happy birthday. That's yours.
What the hell? They want my car now.
Well, tell me my car now. I told her not to get it. I wanted to get my party. They don't want the car. That's not even the car you wanted.
I'm just such an idiot. She just ruined the whole party. Everything. She just ruined everything.
Party's off.
Okay, you ruined my life. I hate you. We're leaving.
Alright, so just to briefly explain what's happened there. This girl is annoyed that she's got a car. A nice car, by the way. It looks like a nice Lexus for her 16th birthday. Going to the extent that she's saying the party is now off and she's broken down. Entitlement 101, that is unbelievable. Definitely not the absolute worst, but I was on a plane for a few hours today and someone thought it was a good idea to play their music out loud for the whole plane because they couldn't be bothered to use headphones. God, I mean, depending on how long that plane flight is, that could be absolutely terrible. I remember when I was on a bus in Tenerife, and it was a long bus at that, going from the airport to my hotel. And this woman, this stupid woman, was playing a game out loud. To make matters even worse, the game was Candy Crush. I mean, come on. I should have your laptop. You're sick. You'll never use it. This was my ex-friend telling me, someone who was on her, my 30th round of chemo, that she, my ex-friend, should get my new laptop that was sent to me by a charity run by my hospital. Oh my word. That might be the worst one I've heard so far. Garbage men, mailmen, drivers, babysitters, fast food workers. Ugh, those are so below my pay grade. Folks, I slapped the shit out of this person for everyone. Brother, thank you. My husband and I host high school age exchange students in Canada. They come from a bunch of different places in the world. We had this one boy from southern Italy. About 2 weeks in, we had this conversation. He said, "My sheets haven't been washed yet." "Have you washed them?" I replied. No. "Well, that's probably why they haven't been washed then." "But the housekeeper does that." The weird thing is that he did his clothes laundry. His hang up with the sheets was he didn't know how to put it back together. Needless to say, he learned how to do laundry properly. One load does not equal four socks. That's a waste of water. Make a bed, and he left to go home with some basic cooking skills and a couple of recipes in his pocket. We taught him to boil water for pasta, and he learned the hard way that the tomato sauce gets put in after the water gets drained from the pots. Look, the kid was definitely a brat, but his willingness to learn these things made us have the patience to teach him. This year, he left home to go to university, and it sounds like some of these skills are working out for him. I don't mind this. Look, clearly the guy has been brought up by a very wealthy, probably very entitled family. Do you blame him for this? I don't. He's willing to learn. I rate the bloke. A 16-year-old kid got bored on our school tour of Greece, so he disappeared from the hotel one night and chartered a yacht. The tour leader eventually caught up with him in Monaco. Oh my god. Hang on though, as long as the kid wasn't a douche, this is actually a baller move. Like, if you can do it, go for it. I rate it. Oh wait, OP has actually left a comment about the kid. He was an interesting kid. He was extremely wealthy and fantastically homosexual. He'd invite the school football team to training sessions in his home gym. The kid himself wouldn't be training. He'd just watch from a silk couch like a hedonism bot. What an absolute legend. My sister threw a tantrum because her rich boyfriend would only buy her a Ford Escape and not a Mercedes. She eventually got her Mercedes though. Oh good, giving a bratty person what they want eventually. Good stuff. I went to a state fair one time a few years ago and saw this young mum and her young son, looked to be around 4 or 6 years old. He had a stuffed animal that looked pretty worn out, so you could tell that the son had had it for a while. Another mum and son walked up and were about to get on the same ride that the first mum and son were getting on. The boy places his stuffed animal on a bench so he can go and grab something from one of the stands, and the other boy goes and takes it. Both mums saw it, and the mother of the boy who the stuffed animal belongs to goes to try and take it back for her son. The entitled mum yells at her though, saying stuff like, "If he found it, he should keep it," and, "Your son shouldn't have been so careless." Oh my god, he's 4 to 6 years old and you're saying these things. I am disgusted at this point. The mum says to the entitled mother that her son had that stuffed animal his entire life. It belongs to him. The entitled mum though says, "You can just get another one from one of the stands. It's not a big deal." The boy who the stuffed animal belongs to sees the other boy misusing his stuffed animal, throwing it up in the air, letting it drop, etc., and he starts to burst into tears. Not like an entitled child crying, but as if his heart was just completely broken. He wasn't screaming crying, just a small sob. This was my breaking point. While the entitled mum wasn't looking, I told her child, "You should give this back." I took the stuffed animal, not by force of course, and I dusted it off and gave it back to its rightful owner. The entitled mum sees me give it back to him and then starts screaming at me, saying I abused her child and that she would be pressing charges. I'd attracted her long enough for the other mum to realise this was her time to escape. After seeing that the family had gotten far enough away from sight, I just simply left my and the entitled mother's conversation while she was talking too. I am the stuffed animal vigilante now. Well, OP, I salute you. Only a mother that truly doesn't understand children or parenting in any way could say, "Oh, don't worry about that stuffed animal. You can just get a new one." Like, no, it's not about that. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It reminds me when I lost my stuffed teddy, you know, back in the day. I must have been about 3 or 4 years old. Q Retail Park, if any of you are local and know what that is. None of you are? Okay, well, I'm talking to myself. Anyway,
I lost it. I was distraught. And look, my parents could buy me a new one, but it was never the same.
And that's the point. I was an RA for 3 years. We had a student, and his mum aggressively called the dorm's front office because it's been 2 weeks and nobody's come to clean his room yet. Oh my God. It was my first day working in a coffee shop. I was replacing someone else, and in the confusion of the switch, I didn't get the next customer's order right. He looked at me angrily as I remade his order and said, "Should have stayed in school." I almost started crying, but I managed to keep my composure. That is one of those horribly unnecessary things to say that only an absolute douche would do. I'm sorry, Pa.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When I got married the first time, I chose my high school best friend as my maid of honor because we were still close at the time. She made it very clear that not only should she wear a different gown than the lowly bridesmaids, but it should also be a different color so people could definitely tell just by looking that she was the maid of honor. In other words, special. Now, it's usually done this way, a different color at least, so I don't know why she needed to make a point of saying it other than just to make sure everyone else felt bad. She also wanted my cousin, who's the closest thing I have to a sister and was the only one of them not a size 16 plus, ejected from the wedding party because her thinness and prettiness made the maid of honor uncomfortable.
Get her gone.
There was this girl that started working at the store I worked at, and one night we were scheduled to work together in the same area. People who work in area together usually talk while performing the menial tasks, so I figured I'd get to know her. She explained that she was a former model and she seemed super prissy, not to insult her character, but it then explains why she said what she said. Imagine a typical conversation where you're trading stories and comparing, but every time I would talk, she would say, verbatim, "Yeah, but I don't really care about that." And, "I don't really want to hear about that." With no proposed alternatives to conversation or anything. It screamed, "I'll talk, you'll listen, and nothing else." A little bit of background for our final answer to this question. Back when I was getting my master's degree, my best friend and I decided to get coffee together as a break from the hectic schedule we had that week. There was another girl from our class who we were polite and friendly to, but not really friends with. Let's call her Courtney. She was pretty and expected people to do the work for her, and coasted through most of the year because this course had a lot of group assignments. It had become clear to almost everyone by the second day of the term that she didn't actually want to study, and instead used to scope out places and insert herself into conversations where people used to talk about anything relating to money or wealth. It was weird. Her eyes would practically light up when she heard someone uses an expensive beauty brand or visits an expensive bar, or if someone had a relatively famous last name or lineage. The incidents. Anyway, my best friend and I didn't have much in common with her, but she insisted on joining us for coffee. We gave in and said okay, and gave her the directions to meet us. Fast forward to us sitting in the cafe. She enters 1 hour later. She spots us and, without even making eye contact or greeting the waiter, drops her wet, half-open umbrella onto or near his hands. We immediately directed her attention to what she'd just done and the poor waiter, who was stunned, not knowing what to do. She shrugged and said, "It's fine." My friend and I were horrified, and we emphatically said, "No, it's not," before we profusely apologized to the waiter. We didn't stay much longer after that, but we made sure to leave him a big tip. Well, good on you two for sorting this entire bitch out. And there we go, guys. That is going to do it for this one. Get your comments in down below if you are watching on YouTube. What's the snobbiest, most entitled thing that you've ever seen someone else do? I reckon a lot of you have got some pretty disgusting or maybe some funny answers. The ones where it's just people going into a cafe and just on a waiter for no reason, or just like saying, "Oh no, you can't serve me, you look disgusting." Like, people that think of themselves in a position of power over someone else who's just doing their job, those are the ones that irk me the most. Impoliteness and just being downright rude for no reason just because you're the paying customer are horrible. It's just, it's such a shame that people act like that. And yes, the customer's always right, and I get that, it has to be important from a business perspective, but it's also just annoying. Like, why can't two humans just have a nice interaction? Yeah, one's working and one's paying. Doesn't matter. Just be nice, man. It's a shame. It really is.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.